Spider John is my name, friends. I'm in between fates and sure would be blind. I could share your company. I'm on my way to nowhere. I've been running from my past, running from the things I used to be.
I'm Jeff Reynolds, and this is KVNF's Talkin' Music. Those are the opening bars of The Ballad of Spider John, the first song on an album made in 1972 that perfectly illustrates the concept known as the long tail. The songs from Willis Allen Ramsey's self-titled album have been covered by artists like Lyle Lovett, Sean Colvin, Jimmy Buffett, Captain and Tennille, Jerry Jeff Walker, Widespread Panic, and many more. And many of those artists say that these originals were a huge influence on their own songwriting efforts. Lyle Lovett reportedly even bought tennis shoes like Willis Allen Ramsey's and said he wanted to be Willis Allen Ramsey, I guess, when he grew up. Willis Allen Ramsey and his wife and musical partner Allison Rogers are my guests today on Talkin' Music. They're joining us from the studios of KGNU in Boulder. Welcome to Talkin' Music, Willis and Allison.
Thanks, Jeff. Nice to be here.
Thank you, Jeff.
This is such a thrill for me to have you on our program, and we're also excited to have you playing in concert Friday evening in Montrose.
Yeah, we just can't wait to get off of the eastern slope. I tell you, this weather, this flooding thing sucks.
Yeah, I understand that your studio actually was impacted by the floods, and was your home also?
Well, no, the home space is fine, but the studio was, you know, we got a lot less than a lot of people and a lot less hard hit. So it doesn't feel that way sometimes. But, you know, it's we were pretty lucky for being somewhat unlucky.
Well, I hope the recovery efforts are going well. Willis, how, when you were, what, 20 or 21 years old and you put out that first album?
Well, no, I was actually 13 and a half when I did that. That's,
okay.
That's why my voice sounds like that. Yeah. It's a little known fact, so.
What do you credit the success to that album? Because it certainly is a timeless project that has affected a whole lot of people, and you were just a young kid, really.
Yeah, I was, you know, very fortunate in my very early years, and the record industry was a totally different sort of place back then, and I just got very lucky at a very early, heretofore undisclosed age, and later on, I wasn't as lucky, and so it all worked out in the end to be marginally lucky.
Well, you were lucky enough to hook up with Leon Russell, I guess. Did all of the recording and production take place in his studios?
Well, Leon let me use his place. I've been talking to Greg Allman and some of the folks at his label at Capricorn. And Greg was incredibly generous in recording some demos. And so, but at the end of the day, Leon said, look, I'm going out on a world tour, and you can use my studio. I'll teach you how to work it. And that was just catnip for me. So I signed with them. And Leon was very generous. And, you know, not many people know it, but Leon did a lot of things for a lot of people. And sort of mentored me and many other musicians, and we all should be extremely grateful for Leon Russell. And, you know, I don't think the world has heard, you know, a tenth or 15% of his talent, because he's just such a gifted genius. So that was an amazing thing to be helped by him.
We also want to speak a little bit with Allison Rogers. When did you meet Willis, and how did y'all connect musically right off from the start?
We met each other in Austin, Texas. I was chosen to open a show for him at Schultz's Beer Garden. Of course, if you know Austin, you know Schultz's is huge compared to a lot of other places to play. And so we met there, and we liked each other very much. And we had a few things to get through, you know, before we could get together, but it really didn't take that long. And pretty soon people were working on us to play shows together, and, you know, neither one of us objected to that. So that was in 1989. We've been pretty much together ever since, haven't we, honey?
Yes, we have.
So.
Well, I understand you've got your instruments there at the studios today, and we'd love to hear some music from you if you're up for playing a tune or two.
Sure.
Well, sure. This is a little song I've fashioned. It's called Mockingbird Blues. Well, shake off your lonesome and take off your shoes. Daddy's gonna sing you the Mockingbird Blues. Just climb up here in this chair and sit down on my knee, and I'll sing you story with this sad melody. When the sun's on the tin roof and the clouds give no rain, dying in the cornfields, you can hear him complain. Just twitter nan a coin man like it sure is a sin. The way that bird just carries on this fair weather friends. Well, but some days the clouds lose the lining, and some days long shadows fall. And deep back in the pine, back by the property line, you can hear that mockingbird call, wow, 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 wow. Hey, hey.
My guests on Talkin' Music today, Willis Allen Ramsey and his wife Allison Rogers. They're joining us from KGNU in Boulder, and they'll be performing in Montrose Friday evening at the Turn of the Century Saloon. It's a Blue Sky Music presentation. Thank you. That's a wonderful tune. Mockingbird Blues, is that right?
Yes.
Any backstory on that one?
Well, it's a song about gossip. I was born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama, and families went back to Georgia and South Carolina, and, you know, we were taught certain types of behavior that would be suitable for young men. One of those was that you shouldn't gossip. Gossip was sort of forbidden in our family. And yet, when we'd get together at Thanksgiving, Christmas dinners, it was interesting how the conversation sort of turned to our neighbors and the failings that we found in others, and how, you know, although we weren't really trying to criticize them or whatever, it was notable for us to note their failures so as we would not have that type of comportment. So we did talk quite a lot about that, although we never gossiped.
Allison, I'd like to ask you, were you you were a singer-songwriter yourself before you met Willis. Were you aware of his music and that first album as you were learning to play?
Absolutely. You know, having grown up in Dallas, Texas, his music played a lot on this one radio station. I used to know it. Now I can't remember it. But I played his music for my mother, who enjoyed Watermelon Man very much.
It's a classic for sure.
That's right. And they're all classics, you know, and everyone who knew anything was listening to it.
Well, Willis, in terms of storytelling, I know that Woody Guthrie must have had a big influence on you. The song Boy from Oklahoma is about him and really kind of captures the feel of the man, I think.
Well, you know, Woody was just, he was quite a traveler in all types of the meaning. And so he traveled across many social boundaries and, you know, ideological boundaries. And, you know, I kind of like to look at Woody as being, you know, one of the premier American voices after people like Carl Sandburg, who were dealing with the industrialization of America, while at the same time, you know, the new poverty of America as far as family farmers and you know, people that were in a real sense resettling America. And, you know, he was just an out there guy, you know, and there were no rules and regulations in his private life or in his public behavior. And he was just a voice, if ever there was one. And his poetry, his songs, his letters from everyone to people in Congress to his friends. And so he was a very individual guy in an age where people just didn't really accept that or accept a lot of social commentary except from, you know, sort of certified people, you know, in the New York literature establishment and everything. And Woody just didn't really care about that at all. He was just who he was. So he was pretty cool. And my feeling is we need a lot more commentary like that. And Allison certainly has sort of delved into that. And I just think we're missing that in the arts from whatever strata of the, you know, the commentary comes from, whether it's high journalism or just people playing and singing about it.
Mm-hmm. There have been some projects in the last couple of years to take a lot of his unpublished or unfinished songs or just lyrics, actually. He wrote a lot of lyrics that were never set to music by him. And there's been some projects to put those to newly written music. Are you aware of those, or have you been involved with any of that effort?
I am. I'm one of those that haven't been asked. But, you know, I think that there are lots of great new voices out there that have an equal or more appropriate commentary to offer. And not to say that I certainly don't respect everything that people are doing to finish up some of the things that Woody was writing about and commenting on, but I think there are a lot of other new voices out there also that we need to pay attention to.
Who are some of the people that you spend time listening to? Who are your current influences?
My number one influence is Alison Rogers.
We'd love to hear some of Alison's music if now is a good time.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've been handed a guitar. I think that was a cue of some sort. But, you know, I'm just learning from the big guys. So this is a song called The Lost Song. Somewhere in a brown shag carpet, there is a silver case. Inside is my favorite color. You don't see it in my face. You don't see it in my face. Sometimes you have to lose things. Go on living without them. Sometimes you have to lose things, but I don't know why I have to lose you. I don't know why. Out under some dirt in my backyard lies a perfect arrowhead. Kids fighting who gets to see it next. I threw it out instead. I threw it out instead. Sometimes you have to lose things. Go on living without them. Sometimes you have to lose things. I don't know why I had to lose you. I don't know why. Down under a hole in Alamo Heights went a dime store ranger's badge of mine. The boy who dropped it must have thought it great to see this city girl crying, 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 finally learn. Sometimes you have to lose things. Go on living without them. Sometimes you have to lose things. But I don't know why. I don't know why. Growing up, I see a vague pattern here. Friends to people and books to art. The words that fly between us. How to handle heads and hearts. How to balance heads and hearts. Sometimes you have to lose things. Go on living without them.
Sometimes you have to lose things, but I don't know why I had to lose you. I don't know why.
That's Allison Rogers. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. And our guests today, Allison Rogers and her husband, Willis Allen Ramsey. And the two of them will be in Montrose this Friday evening at the Turn of the Century Saloon for a concert. Well, Willis, your fans are excited to hear that there's a second album in the works.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Rumor has it. And I've even heard a rumor that it's named after a neighborhood in New Orleans.
A district in New Orleans. Gentilly is the name of the record, and we've been through the whole curious journey in terms of making that record. One of the songs on the record is called Desiree, and it's about sort of a love affair. And I wrote it before Katrina. Then, you know, of course, there was Sandy on the East Coast, and now we've had our little bit of flooding up here in Colorado. We're down south, Dixieland, along the purchase of Louisiana. I fell in love, it seems, with a garden girl from New Orleans. But it's far away, so far away from me. She was young, just a child. She had a fire in her eyes, and when she'd whisper in my ear a promise as soft and clear. But they're far away, so far away from me. Desiree, the sand and seas can wash away gently. Desiree, baby, please. But no one above you. Desiree.
That's Willis Allen Ramsey singing a song called Desiree in the studios at KGNU in Boulder. He was kind enough to bring along a rough mix of the same song from the upcoming album Gentilly. Let's give it a listen.
Along the purchase of Louisiana, I fell in love, it seems, with a garden girl from New Orleans. But it's far away, so far away from me. She was young, just a child. Had a fire in her eyes, and when she'd whisper
in my ear. Promises were soft and clear, but they're far away, so far away from me. There's a reason the sand and sea can wash away gently. There's a reason, my baby, you know I loved you, but no one above you. There's a reason.
That's Willis Allen Ramsey on KVNF's Talkin' Music, and we're hearing a little bit of a song from the album, the upcoming second album from Willis Allen Ramsey, called Gentilly. And what stage is the album at? Is it close to being ready for release? Or
it's a pre-mud cleaning of the flood. So it's just as soon as we get through cleaning at the studio, we should have a record, you know, like, say, 2 or 3 months after that.
Super. Well, we will be anxiously awaiting hearing it on the KVNF airwaves for sure.
Sure. And Allison is on there featured, as well as our daughter Helen. So we have a lot of great talent. Jamie Oldacker is our co-producer. He's, you know, he's been the drummer for so many great people. He was in Eric Clapton's iconic band of the 70s, played on, you know, Lay Down Sally and I Shot the Sheriff and Cocaine, and is just a great rhythm guy. And we have bass players like Victor Krause, who plays with Lyle, and Roscoe Beck, who is on tour currently and has produced Leonard Cohen tracks with Jennifer Warnes, and just so many people. Gene Elders, the fiddle player, Sweet Gene, with George Strait, and Joel Guzman, who's primo, you know, accordion player. He's done a lot of work with Joe Ely, and so we've been blessed. We got people like on backup singing, like Tommy Malone and Marsha Ball, and it's just it's going to be very, very cool. It's been a long, difficult project. We have a lot of setbacks. This flood being the most tangible sort of thing that, you know, people can relate to, but it's coming.
Well, good. We're looking forward to the show in Montrose. That'll be happening Friday evening at the Turn of the Century Saloon. Willis Allen Ramsey and Allison Rogers. And I want to thank you very, very much for spending time with us today on Talkin' Music.
It's our pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
One of my favorite pieces of the album is the Oblio chorus at the end of Northeast Texas Women.
Yeah, well, I used to play when I was mixing that record at Leon's. I used to play the Oblio thing with the guys in the background singing, and he would get right up on the control board and put his paws up there and start barking to it. So I just recorded that too. It was all fun.